Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Before Seachtain na Gaeilge, as you know, this programme on Clár Seo have been kind of in on the action for Seachtain na Gaeilge. There's a new app now that allows like-minded Irish speakers, both in Ireland and around the world, it's a really good idea, to interact as Gaeilge. It's a really sound idea from Noreen Ivrian, who is co-founder of the Gael Goer app, and she's on the line. Do you get you, Noreen?
Oliver, I know we were doing the interview in English.
Yes, of course. Yes.
But I had to say my few words.
You
in
do,
Irish.
You do indeed. And Tom Gomazwa, Gormagog, it's fresh. Tell me about this app and what it does.
Well, this app is called Gael Goer, and it is the first communications app in the Irish language. Mm-hmm. And it has grown out of the research that I have done on the Irish language, where I discovered that if Irish speakers could recognise each other more easily or find each other more easily, that we would hear more spoken Irish around and about us in the Gná Hail, in the everyday world. So we developed the app, developed by myself and its co-founder, Luke Middleton, who is the technical person on the job.
Good to have,
and, so you asked the question, what is on it? Well, we did a survey and we asked people what they would want on such an app. And 65% of them said they would like to have information on events in Irish. 59% said they wanted to have information about businesses with Irish speakers. And 58% said they would like to be able to get in touch with other Irish speakers.
That's the big
through
thing.
Text,
yeah.
On the phone. So we went with those three functionalities. This is the first version. There are other functionalities to come, but that's what we have on the app at the moment.
Brilliant. So it's built in a similar manner to Google Maps and indicates locations all around the world where you'll find Irish is or can be spoken alongside that person.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Yes. And when you go into the app, you see Imachtaí, which is events, and you have a list of all of the events that are on that are registered on the app around the world. And you have another section which is to do with businesses, and a third section called Law of Suez. You remember the teacher in school saying Law of Suez, hand up. So we're saying, put up your hand if you have Irish and you're interested in Irish, and you can see the people around the world registered on the app. And as you said, there are events around the world. I noticed yesterday, would you believe there are three events for Seachtain na Gaeilge in Frankfurt over this 2 weeks for Seachtain na Gaeilge? They have a pop-up Gaeltacht, they have a lecture on Mná na hÉireann, and they have another lecture on the Irish language in Germany or in Frankfurt specifically, I'm not sure.
Wow. Yes, so it's literally anywhere. If you hop into, you're arriving in New York, you switch on your app and you will find like-minded Irish speakers, Gael Goers, in the vicinity and connect with them. And they'll see you if you put your Law of Suez up and so on. It's a very
absolutely.
Nice.
Well, as long as people are registering the events, they will be on the app.
This is
so we are depending on people in New York and Boston and Berlin and so on to register their events, and people around Ireland, which people are doing, which is wonderful. Yeah. And then through the Law of Suez section of the app, you can get in touch with individuals that are registered on the app. You can press on the logo for them. We say somebody in Florida, and you can press on the logo and a message goes to them and they have to give you permission to be in touch with them. You can't get in touch with anyone through the app unless they give you permission first.
It's incredible. And it's spread around the world. There's even two in Africa, I believe, that have their Law of Suez.
There are a few people in Africa. We have one or two people out in the ocean. I'm not quite sure what they're doing out there. Maybe they're on an oil rig or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it could be a cargo vessel. They're out all the time.
It could be. As long as they're interested in Irish. And then the other part of this, Oliver, which is crucial, is that, as I said, the aim of this is to increase the level of spoken Irish in the Gná Hail, which is out there in the world, in cafes, in shops and all the rest of it. And part of what goes with this app also is the badge that we have, which says Leabhar Gael Dilum. So I wear this badge everywhere that I go every day. And I am surprised at the number of people in shops. Like, I live in Dublin 8, and because I wear this badge all the time, I have...
The Cúpla Focal will approach you.
People have Cúpla Focal in shops, the post office, And when they see the badge, they'll say the Cúpla Focal. So it's about making Irish visible. We need to make ourselves visible and come out of the classrooms, out of the lecture halls, and move out there and make ourselves visible
Brilliant.
As Irish
We're
speakers.
Sending out the word, Noreen. It's Gael Goer, and it's playing in the English. It's Gael Goer, but it's spelled in the English way, G-A-E-L-G-O-E-R. And it's on the Apple and Android app from the app stores people will know on their phones. And it's also free. Sarah Nashka.
It is, yes. So, Sarah Nashka, yes.
So Noreen Ní Bhréain, thank you very much. Gormila Magad and Gael Goer app. Yeah, that's everything done.
Gormila Magad, Oliver. Gormila Magad. Slán go fóill.
Bear Bua.